Britain's Ministry of Defense says Ukrainian troops have been forced to make orderly withdrawals from positions they previously held in the highly contested town of Bakhmut. The well-informed ministry confirmed that the last 2 days saw an intense artillery bombardment from Russian forces around the devastated eastern city. Earlier, a visibly moved Ukrainian soldier, Roman Trukhimets, witnessed suffering in the trenches of Bakhmut.
It's very hard. We have one injured hero. And we have amazing medic. He literally saved his life in a few minutes. And now we're waiting for evacuating him from the battlefield. So this is how we fight. And it's not like some kind of movies. It's our reality. Because one terroristic state try to invade another country.
He spoke before more atrocities were revealed. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak expressed outrage on Friday over video footage purportedly showing Russian forces beheading a Ukrainian prisoner of war. Yet leaked US documents also showed suffering for Russia's military, with Russian intelligence sources accusing the Defense Ministry of undercounting war casualties in Ukraine. Russia's FSB security service claimed defense officials were not counting the Russian National Guard deaths, Wagner Group mercenaries, and others. The FSB's reported calculation of almost 110,000 casualties by February is still far lower than numbers in previously leaked US documents this week. They estimated Russian losses at between 189,500 and 223,000 casualties, including up to 43,000 men killed in action. China has come under Western pressure to encourage its ally Russia to stop fighting. On Friday, China's foreign minister said the country would not sell weapons to parties involved in the armed conflict in Ukraine. Qin Gang also told his visiting German counterpart Annalena Baerbock that China would regulate the export of items with dual civilian and military use. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.